Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the fuck? Why?
Who comes first, your mom, your daughter, or your wife?
Mom.
Mom.
Daughter, wife.
Daughter, wife.
Wife's replaceable.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You still coming from? You still coming from?
Replaceable. Daughter, if I'm on good terms with my wife, then wife.
Daughter.
Daughter's at one, okay. Uh-oh.
Oh! Daughter, mom, wife.
Daughter, mom, wife?
You get what I'm saying? You can always find another wife.
My nigga.
Facts. These dudes are on the right track mentally. A lot of times the bitch gonna leave you anyway. You know, your daughter's still gonna be your daughter. Your mama's still gonna be your mama. I like how these guys think. I really do. And if you really think about it, mom, the only one that's gonna really be there for you no matter what. If you get locked up, you know, if you get an illness. Wife, we know the statistics on that. Daughter, she could, you know, go on her own way and not want nothing to do with you.
I was raised by a single mother, so my mom's got to come first. Then my daughter.
Then your daughter.
Wife,
then your wife.
Then my wife.
Oof. This might be a scorchingly hot take, but not one of those men answered that question correctly.
It's a give a fuck what you're thinking. Fuck your thoughts.
In a marriage, your spouse always has to come first because that's the only appropriate way to raise children with the expectation that their spouse should put them first. And in a stable, loving household with low chance of divorce. And beyond that, I don't really know how to explain this phenomenon of men and their moms being unhealthily attached at the hip.
I mean, I agree. As far as running the household, it goes wife, daughter, then mom. You know, your dad should be worrying about your mom and her parents if they're still alive. But far as who I know is really riding for me, I'm picking mom.
You're goddamn right.
I actually had a guy tell me once that I will never be as important to him as his mom. Several years into a relationship. And I don't think he meant that in a negative way. I'm glad he had a great relationship with his family. But if you are discerning spending the rest of your life with someone and your mom still ranks on the priority list, then you really aren't ready for the type of commitment that marriage requires.
The truth is, a lot of women want to be third place. Maybe not compared to, I don't know, daughter and mom, but they want to be third place to something. Whether that's, you know, your job, your video games, your boys, they don't want to be in that number one spot. When you put them in that number one spot, a lot of the times those are the guys that get cheated on and left. Women respect you more when you don't put them on a pedestal and you don't put them number one in their life.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, I'm sorry, I know that we don't know each other, but I've seen you in the building a lot, and...
Yeah?
Sorry, I've never, like, really done this before, but would you like to go on a date with me sometime?
Hell no!
Not really. No.
You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious?
What would your answer be, fellas? I mean, I'm not seeing any crazy red flags off the top. I'm not seeing any tattoos. I'm not seeing any nose rings. You know, I can't really tell if she got fake lips or anything. She looks fairly normal. Y'all can let me know below if you're seeing any red flags. Well, one red flag could be it's a woman, a fairly attractive woman, approaching me first. That should make your antennas go up, but I don't know. Let me know what you guys think if you would accept this offer.
So, I woke up this morning, right? I had 25 likes on Hinge.
What do you want, a cookie?
25, so I'm thinking, okay, I've got a boyfriend here. Like, somewhere in there is my boyfriend, right?
Wrong!
So I'm scrolling through. I don't want to sound mean, right? But sometimes my Hinge likes do genuinely really upset me, and this morning was one of those times, okay? This morning, I genuinely was considering deleting the app.
We already know what she's about to say, right? Those guys were ugly. Those guys were short. Those guys didn't have any fashion sense. Ma'am, that's your fucking level. Apparently, you're not hot enough for the guys to even swipe on you for bedroom fun for the night. Damn, that gotta hurt your self-esteem.
I've had one major super crush, but he didn't super crush like me back.
I've done that a few times. Obviously, I've always gone back. But it's always normally been because I've, like, met someone and they've, like, ruined my perception of men forever. And I've had to delete it for a little bit. And then I needed it back for the validation. Now, though, this is, like, next level. Like, what's going on?
At least she's being somewhat honest. She got off the dating apps because the chat pretended to like her for real. And played with her heart for 3 months and then, you know, ghosted her. And then she only went back on to get validation from guys she's not really attracted to.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible... I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
Sometimes I look at these people and I think, you want to be my boyfriend? Seriously? Really? I'm sure you're lovely, but like... Look, I don't want to sound like a bitch. I really don't want to sound like a bitch.
You are,
but like, it does actually genuinely really stress me out. What am I meant to do? And like, if you want to meet someone in person, I mean, look, I chat shit because I have met people in person in the past. Like, I know it happens. But like, how? Like, genuinely how? Like, I know that it happens. Like, please don't. Because like,
how come? Tell me why. Say it.
What's the point?
See, I ain't going to say the B word. I'm going to say unstable creatures. It's my new word for y'all.
She's not saying anything. Just say it. What are you saying? Can you imagine sitting and having to listen to this every day after work? You're not a good girlfriend. You wouldn't make a good girlfriend to anyone. A ugly guy, a short guy, a bald guy, a guy that worked at McDonald's.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Nobody would like you once they got to know you. The only reason you're getting swipes from anybody is because it's based off strictly looks. And that's why women love, you know, dating apps and Instagram. They don't gotta be a decent human and they can still, you know, get validation. You suck, ma'am. If you didn't suck, you wouldn't even have to go on dating apps. You would have been snatched up by now.
I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sitting in my car compilating.
What are you, retarded? So he, I know you're not retarded. But, what are you, Down syndrome?
She gotta be playing, right? These chicks are so dumb, I wouldn't be shocked if she's not playing. If she really can't say contemplating. Wait, did I just pronounce it wrong? Look, I did a better job than her. So I'm still on the high ground. The intellectual high ground.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
She got the stupid pink headrest or pink pillow behind her, the stupid pigtails. This is probably some OF bait, I'm sure. But hey, when you're in America and you're female and you got straight hair and you're not morbidly obese, you don't really have to know how to pronounce words to get by, do you?
No. Okay. No.
I am fed up with men at the moment, and it is because of the internet. And it's not all men, but there is a lot of men commenting on girls' videos. There's a trend going around at the moment, which is like about how women are like a 10 in the US or the UK and like a 2.5 in Slovakia. And there are men commenting and being like, yeah, but you're not a 10 in the US or UK, you're like a 2, you're so ugly. And it really is like getting to me. I'm not talking about myself even, like it's just really upsetting.
You're definitely talking about yourself. It definitely happened to you. Here's the thing. Yes, you're a homely woman. You're not a supermodel, you're not a baddie, nobody would break their neck, you know, to look at you. But that's okay. If you actually had character, if you actually had a good personality, if you didn't have a TikTok. Me, I never been big on looks. You know, I'll take a homely looking woman if she's nice, treat me right. You know what I mean? I've always been that way.
What you want, a cookie?
It's just bad for society when women at this level think they're, you know, tip-top, top tier. Because no family will get started from that ego. You don't look good as you think you look just because, you know, Chad released his, you know, babies on you. So look, you need some humbling. Maybe guys commenting on your stupid TikTok videos will help humble you and you can go after a guy you can actually get and a family can get started.
Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong and-
ain't got this on me!
Can someone please tell me why do you need to put your occupation on dating apps? A lot of you might not agree with me, and that's fine. But I don't think it should be a thing. And I'll tell you for why. When I'm swiping, I don't care what someone does for a living.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
You're lying, man. I already could just tell you that off the top. You're lying. You care how much money a dude makes. You probably don't want it on there because you don't want to have to put what you do on there because men are starting to judge you for that because you're 36 and you're still on fries at McDonald's. That's what I think this is all about before I even hear you out.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
That ain't what I'm looking at. That should be in like a private conversation. Just saying. And before you ask, well, what do you do for a living? Wouldn't you want to know? I don't judge someone on what they do for a living. I don't judge them on looks. I don't judge them on anything like that. I judge them on their soul.
Pure fiction. It's fiction. It's fiction.
Ma'am, if this was true, you'd be married right now. I'm positive you've met plenty of men in your lifetime who had a good soul. So if you are telling the truth, it's because you don't have a good soul. And the men you met with a good soul got the fuck away from you as soon as possible.
I am more harder to get. Let's put it that way. But yeah, it's just, it's shit out here, to be honest. And secondly, you get ghosted all the time. I don't know whether it's just me because I'm like a bigger girl.
Yes.
Men don't want to marry me.
But here's the thing. Don't shed any tears. This woman got fat guys in her inbox willing to date her. But she thinks she's too good for a fat guy.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
See, women just feel entitled to a top-tier guy. Even coming fat, even coming with a bad personality, even if she can't cook, she just feel like because I'm a girl, I deserve a top 10-15 percenter. And when they're shown that that's not the case, they still don't put in the work to get a top 10-15 percenter. They just complain online. It's fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.